The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Cindy Fowler from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Triangle Gardener Magazine, Dave's Garden e-newsletter, the National Gardening Association e-newsletter, and the state-by-state gardening website. And we'll start with Dave's Garden e-newsletter. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. That was said by Nelson Henderson. And also, he that plants trees loves others besides himself. And Thomas Fuller said that. Weeding Out the Facts About Dandelion Tree by Carol Menser. Many homeowners hate those bright yellow dandelions they see in their lawns, but could they actually be good for you? Historically, dandelion tea has had many uses. Some have proven beneficial. Other claims have been questioned. The plant is known as the small postman in Persian because of the belief that dandelions bring good news. Dandelion is an herbaceous plant, often considered a pest. The name dandelion comes from the French dent de lion, or tooth of a lion. It's reviled by many gardeners and homeowners in search of the perfect lawn. However, it does have scientifically proven medicinal properties and an extensive history of use. Research is increasingly showing its benefits for fighting diabetes, treating Alzheimer's disease, and possibly cancer, as well as preventing osteoporosis. In traditional herbal medicine, dandelion is promoted for its wide array of medicinal properties. For centuries, it has been used to treat a number of physical ailments, including cancer, liver disease, digestive disorders, and acne. Dandelion tea is an infusion made of either the plant's leaves or its roasted roots. Both are considered safe as long as you have not sprayed your yard with herbicides or pesticides. If you're feeling bloated, dandelion tea can provide relief by acting as a diuretic to increase urine output. One study showed an increased output after 2 cups of dandelion tea made from the leaves of the plant. It may promote liver health. Dandelion root has long been used as a liver tonic in folk medicine. Preliminary studies suggest this is partially due to its ability to increase the flow of bile. Naturopaths think that means dandelion root tea could help detoxify the liver, help with skin and eye problems, and relieve symptoms of liver disease. A 2017 study suggests that the polysaccharides in dandelion may indeed be beneficial to liver function. You can find packaged dandelion root at your local health food store, but you can also harvest and make it from your own dandelions. Roast the roots of young dandelion plants to a dark brown color. After steeping in hot water and straining, use as a coffee substitute. Dandelion tea has been used to soothe digestive ailments and has been known to have many positive effects on digestion, though much of the evidence is still anecdotal. Historically, it's been used to improve appetite and relieve constipation. It may also help prevent urinary tract infections. It could have anti-cancer applications in the future. And dandelion root is being studied for its cancer-fighting potential with promising results. A 2011 Canadian study showed dandelion root extract induces cell death in melanoma cells without negatively impacting non-cancerous cells. Another study showed it does the same to pancreatic cancer cells. While the anti-cancer effects of dandelion tea have not been rigorously tested, the potential is convincing. The roots are also chock full of beta-carotene, calcium, vitamins B1, B2, B5, B6, B12, C, E, P, and D, biotin, inositol, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and zinc. Dandelion is considered safe for most people. However, some may have an allergic reaction from ingesting or handling dandelion. It also interacts with certain medications, such as diuretics, lithium, and Cipro. If you are taking any prescription medications, consult your doctor before drinking dandelion tea. Preparation: be sure the plants have not been treated with any chemicals before harvesting. Young plants are best to use. After washing and separating leaves, pour very hot water over them or the roasted ground roots. Steep and strain. If your yard or garden is full of dandelions, you do not need commercial tea as long as your lawn has not been treated with chemicals. To prepare the flowers and leaves, wash them and steep in hot water 15 to 20 minutes. To prepare the roots, wash very thoroughly, chop into very small pieces. Roast on high in an oven for approximately 2 hours and steep 1 to 2 teaspoons in hot water for about 10 minutes. And from the National Gardening Association e-newsletter. Happiness radiates like the fragrance from a flower and draws all good things toward you. That was said by Maharishi Yogi. Leeks. Plant care and collection of varieties. Leeks have an unfair reputation for being complicated to grow. These delicious, mild-tasting, non-bulbing onion relatives are in fact easy to start from seed and produce long, white stalks that taste great in traditional leek and potato soup, braised in wine, or chopped in casseroles and risottos. Leek cultivars fall into two broad categories. The less hardy short season are planted in spring for harvest during summer and early fall. The hardier long season leeks are planted in spring in the north and late summer or fall in south. They can be harvested throughout the winter in mild climates and up until the ground freezes in northern areas. To develop the long white stalks that are part of the leek we use in cooking, plants need to be blanched or have light excluded by covering the stalks with soil as the plants grow. Choosing a site, select a site with full sun and well-drained soil. Prepare the garden bed by using a garden fork or tiller to loosen the soil to a depth of 12 to 15 inches, then mix in a 2 to 4 inch layer of compost. To start from seed, sow indoors 8 to 10 weeks before the last expected spring frost. Plant seeds a half inch deep in pots at least 6 inches deep, thinning to 1 inch apart when seedlings are 3 inches tall. Growing conditions on the cool side are best. Hardened off seedlings can be set in the garden as soon as the soil can be worked. There are a couple of ways to set out the seedlings. One way: dig a 6-inch deep trench and set the seedlings 6 inches apart in a row in the bottom of the trench. As they grow, gradually fill in the trench with soil, blanching the stalks in the process. You can plant leek seedlings 8 to 10 inches apart in a wide row by poking holes with the handle of a rake or hoe about 6 inches deep, then dropping the seedlings in the holes. Water after you've set the seedlings in the holes, and enough soil will wash in around them to cover the roots. The holes will fill in gradually on their own as the plants grow, covering the developing stalks. You can hill up additional soil around the plants to produce the longest white stalks. Leeks need a steady supply of nitrogen and plenty of water. Feed monthly with an organic fertilizer such as fish emulsion. Keep the bed well weeded, as leeks will suffer from weed competition. Cover the leeks at planting time with a floating row cover sealed along its edges to keep out the adult flies of the onion maggot, a pest found across the country. Silvery or rusty-looking streaks on the leaves are signs of thrip damage, hose those pests off with a long stream of water. Begin harvesting leeks as soon as they are big enough to use. Slender young stalks are tasty braised, but for the biggest stalks, let short-season leeks grow until just before the first fall frost. Loosen the soil around the leeks with a garden fork before pulling them up so they don't break off. Let the hardy long-season leeks remain until just before the ground freezes, or throughout the winter in southern gardens. Mulching around the plants in fall with straw can extend your harvest season by keeping the soil from freezing. You can also harvest overwintered leeks in early spring before these biennial plants send up a flower stalk. After that, they'll be stringy and tough. Harvested leeks will keep wrapped in plastic in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. Cut off all but a few inches of the green tops to make them easier to store. From the Triangle Gardener magazine, 5 new edibles to grow in your garden. Fruits and veggies are changing in color, taste, and overall performance. Take a look at these new varieties ready for planting in your garden. Pepper Just Sweet. This 2019 All-America Selection vegetable winner is a unique snacking pepper with 4 lobes like a large bell pepper, only smaller. The 3-inch fruits are deliciously sweet with nice thick walls. The plants are vigorous growers, up to 36 inches tall and 15 inches wide, that do not need to be staked because they've been bred to have a strong bushy habit. The Just Sweet peppers are exceptionally bright, shiny, and a vivid yellow color with a flavor described as sweet with aromatic accents. Many consumer taste tests reported back that this pepper won hands down. Great lunchbox item for adults and kids. Amazel Basil. This is the first Italian sweet basil resistant to downy mildew, a disease that often plagues basil. Amazel, A-M-A-Z-E-L, will keep growing and producing for home gardeners throughout the entire season. This resistance is an amazing improvement in basil. Amazel is also sterile and continues to produce leaves and shoots even after flower initiation, unlike other basil varieties that focus most or all of their energy into seed production. For best flavor and leaf production, harvest and pinch regularly to promote fresh, tender growth. Harvest sprays of leaves by cutting stems just above 2 new sprouting lateral branches to get lush regrowth. The more you harvest, the better it grows. Kalettes, K-A-L-E-T-T-E-S. What do you get when you cross Brussels sprouts with kale? Kalettes! It started with a desire to have a kale-like vegetable that was easier to prepare, and after many years using traditional breeding techniques, the goal was accomplished. Open florets develop along a thick stalk and are ready to eat when 2 inches in diameter. Simply clip them from the stem and eat. No tough stems to remove. Great sautéed, roasted, grilled, and raw. Growing culture is similar to Brussels sprouts. Blueberry buckle and southern bell. Blueberry plants are shrinking in size but growing in taste. Blueberry buckle is a quick-growing blueberry that stays compact. White bell-shaped flowers appear in spring and produce sweet, dark blueberries. Its glossy, dark green foliage resembles boxwood. This is a low-water, low-chill variety that is perfect for gardens in warmer climates. Plant in patio pots or in the landscape. Southern bluebell will be a charming addition to your patio or landscape. This petite, low-water, and low-chill blueberry plant displays bright red, emerging foliage that turns emerald green as it matures. This variety produces plump, juicy blueberries in late summer, perfect for small-space gardens or patios in warmer climates. Green fingers, baby, Persian cucumber. Usually found only in Middle Eastern markets, These cute mini cucumbers are smooth, thin-skinned, crispy, and ready to pick when just 3 to 5 inches long. The vigorous, powdery, mildew-tolerant vines are self-pollinating, early-bearing, and set fruits reliably even in difficult conditions. Enjoy these appetizing baby cucumbers all season long. The first mature fruits are ready to pick about 60 days after sowing seed in the garden. And now some garden events coming up. Garden Story Time, May 17 through June 14, Fridays at 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. We will explore the garden and spread our picnic blankets for garden stories and crafts, ages 3 to 5. Parents, stay with children. There is a fee, and you need to pre-register. This happens at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. Call 919-515-3132, 919-515-3132 for more information. And a display gardens tour, May the 17th from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. Tour the NCBG display gardens. Learn how the North Carolina Botanical Garden leads the way as the premier conservation garden in the southeastern U.S. This happens at the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill. And a plant sale, May the 18th. Sun and shade perennials, ornamental grasses, vines, ground covers, trees, shrubs, vegetables, herbs, annuals, pond plants, fruit, roses, sedums, and houseplants, rain or shine. Benefits, the Pitt County Arboretum. This happens at 403 Government Circle in Greenville, North Carolina. And the Fewgrave Arena Garden Tour, May the 18th through the 19th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Includes 8 unique gardens, vendors, and artists, complimentary light lunch, Saturday. Eagles at Jordan Lake, May 19th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Nature photographer Doc Ellen Tinsley will discuss eagles at Jordan Lake, hosted by the Bluebirders of Wake County, and it's free. Meet at the Mordecai Historic Park office in Raleigh. Call 919-802-1241. 919-802-1241. And the Durham County Beekeepers Association, May the 20th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Toxic Free NC will be speaking on pesticide use. Everyone welcome at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. Durham Garden Forum Composting, May the 21st, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Learn about composting at home with Rhonda Sherman. There is a fee and you need to pre-register. This happens at Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. Call 919-668-1707. 919-668-1707 for more information. And from the state-by-state gardening website, here are some other events that will be going on. May 17th through the 18th in Bolivia, North Carolina, a native plant seminar and plant sale, Brunswick County Government Center. There will be a morning seminar with guest speakers Dr. Paul Hosier and Rebecca Skiba, an educational specialist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. Attendees will get early admission to the sale. This is one of the biggest native and pollinator plant sales in the region, with woody and herbaceous plants, including milkweeds, coneflowers, coastal Joe Pye weed, viburnums, and coral honeysuckle. It's organized by the Brunswick County Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Association. On May 17th, the seminar is at 8:30 a.m., the sale from 1 to 4 p.m. And on May 18th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's free, but registration is required for the seminar. For more information, call 910-253-2610. 910-253-2610. And on May 17th and 18th, and even June 1st in High Point, North Carolina, wildflower sale at Piedmont Environmental Center. The center has started more than 24 species of wildflowers, such as asclepias and purple coneflower, and herbs in its greenhouse, and will sell them for just 75 cents each in this fundraiser for environmental education. On May 17th, members only, 1 to 5 p.m., May 18th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and remaining plants will be offered on National Trails Day, June the 1st, free. Registration is not required. For more information, call Cary Council at 336-883-8531, 336-883-8531. And then on May the 18th through the 19th at Killdevil Hills, North Carolina, the 17th Annual Coastal Gardening Festival, Thomas A. Baum Senior Center. This year's theme is Let's Grow Native, focusing on native plants that do well close to the ocean. There will be educational, gardening, children's activities, and more than 70 vendors offering art, crafts, plants, and food. It benefits the Dare County Extension Master Gardener volunteers from 9 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., and it's free. For more information, call Dare County Extension, 252-473-4290, 252-473-4290. Also on May the 18th, in Wentworth, North Carolina, foraging series, Eat the Weeds, Rockingham Community College, Bishopric Lifelong Learning Center. This is the last in a series of monthly classes, each focusing on at least 5 edible wild plants in season. Identification, how to collect, and applicable laws and preparation, taught by Stesha Warren of Ileana's Garden. Offers environmental education credits, includes indoor and outdoor segments, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., $30. Register online or pay on site. For more information, call 18th, New Hill, North Carolina. Longleaf Festival, Harris Lake County Park. Celebrate the longleaf pine ecosystem, much reduced in range in recent centuries, at this 10th annual festival and the park's 20th anniversary. There will be displays and activities organized by more than 40 organizations, tours through 60 acres of longleaf pine forest on board the Longleaf Express, live native wildlife, live music by the Kudzu Ramblers, food, games, and a scavenger hunt, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's free. Registration is not required. For more information, call 919-387-4342. 919-387-4342. And on May 18th in Greenville, North Carolina, the annual plant sale at Pitt County Arboretum. Plants of all sorts will be sold at the annual Master Gardeners of Pitt County plant sale. There will be a preview sale for Friends of the Pitt County Arboretum, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. People can join the day of, and a plant swap, bring one, take one, at 11 a.m. Plants are grown by the Master Gardeners and the Arboretum. Proceeds benefit the Arboretum, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's free. For more information, call 252-902-1709. 252-902-1709. Also on May the 18th in Manio, North Carolina, Woofstock 2019 at the Elizabethan Gardens. Bring your dog to this fourth annual festival with dog contests, dog photography, pet-related retailers, music, concessions for dogs and people, and more. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. General admission prices, $9 to $2. Dogs, $3, one dog, and one child free with adult admission. Children under 14 free, add tax. Tickets are required. Only 1,000 tickets will be sold. For more information, call 252-473-3234. 252-473-3234. And from Carrots Love Tomatoes and Roses Love Garlic by Louise Riota. Here's a little information on cactus. The origin of the bizarre cactus family is shrouded in mystery. Botanists theorize that the first cacti evolved from roses because their lavish, showy flowers closely resemble roses in shape and structure. Cactus blossoms are unbelievably beautiful, especially the fragrant flowers that bloom at night. Native Americans and other Southwesterners find a variety of uses for cacti. Many species have delicious edible parts. The pads of Apuntia taste like green beans, and the flowers may be used in the same way as squash blossoms. The fruits of some species taste like strawberries. The pulp of the barrel cactus is used to make cactus candy. Some of the giant cacti are used as lumber to roof houses and to make cradles. Peyote cactus buttons have been used for centuries for medicinal and religious purposes. Many cacti are beautiful and interesting, even when not in bloom, and are widely used in the Southwest for landscaping. Many cactus fanciers in more northern climates enjoy potted cactus or indoor cactus gardens. Cacti make up a perennial family of herbs and shrubs equipped with areoles. No other plants have these unique organs of growth. From them spring branches, flowers, glochids, spines, and when present, leaves. If areoles are removed, the cactus will die. And about the purslane. Purslane is a persistent weed. Do not put it in your compost heap. Purslane will survive and will again be planted in your garden. So do not put it in your compost heap. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Cindy Fowler, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.